Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel and the all-new MNC Nation. I am your host, Casey Hendrickson. I know I told you we were going to get into heavy stuff. That's why I started light. That's why I played you a great song. We did things light and easy. We're easing you into it. Today's a heavy day. Wait till you hear the pedophile story that I have for you later. The accused pedophile. Okay. Wait till you hear about that. In the meantime, though, let's talk about another instance of the Babylon Bee writing a satire article, which ended up becoming a prophecy. The New York Times has published an article on the 21st of August that said elections are bad for democracy. Great. By the way, this sounds perfect for the New York Times. This is exactly what the New York Times believes. This is, by the way, what Walter Cronkite believed. For those of you who love Walter Cronkite and you hate the fact that I keep calling him a communist, Walter Cronkite hated the idea of elections. He didn't think that you should be able to vote. He figured some Politburo somewhere would be the best option to select your leaders. That's what Walter Cronkite believed. And we're not talking about the Electoral College. We're talking about for everything, not just for the presidency or anything like that. Walter Cronkite was a commie, whether you like him or whether you like it or not. Okay, so, sorry, tangent. Told you, hard to dig myself out of a mood when I get there. So it was written by Adam Grant, who is, I don't know, some ugly dude who looks like a white milk dud. So anyway, whatever. The New York Times changed the title. They changed the title after some backlash, and they changed it to "The Worst People Run for Office, It's Time for a Better Way." Okay. So people pointed out, hey, why'd you change the title? Well, then the New York Times came back and they said, well, the reason we changed the title is because the Guardian newspaper had an article in 2016 titled "Why Elections Are Bad for Democracy." And apparently that's a copyright thing. Okay. You know, there's only so many titles you can actually use with articles. It's rarely considered a copyright issue, but I digress. But that's what they said. They said that, yeah, we're going to do that. So here's some quotes from the New York Times. If we want public office to have integrity, we might be better off eliminating elections altogether. Systematically selected leaders can undermine group goals. Here's another one. No voting also means no boundaries or gerrymander and no electoral college to dispute. Okay. Now, you have to understand a couple of things. Most of you in this audience, because you're brighter than the average individual, understands that we don't live in a democracy. We live in a democratic form of government, but we are not a democracy. We are a representative republic. And we were set up as a representative republic because democracies don't work very well. The Greeks knew that hundreds of years ago. This is not a difficult concept. The founding fathers studied all of this stuff and they go, hey, yeah, pure democracy is kind of not a great idea. Maybe it's better than, you know, a dictator and whatnot, but it's not a great idea. So they put in some stopgaps and they made us a representative republic. So we are a constitutional representative republic. Most people understand that. Well, they're arguing the opposite. And they're out there telling you that, hey, we probably need to get rid of elections. Now, for the record, by the way, crap people do run for office. And I do think that we have a cultural and a societal problem with letting good people run for office. You know what? It was on display at the debate this week. Mike Pence versus Vivek Ramaswamy. Mike Pence says, this is no time for on-the-job training. So what does that say? That is Mike Pence saying, you can't have a capable and brilliant individual. And I'm not saying that Ramaswamy is brilliant or anything like that. I'm just saying, you can't have a capable and brilliant individual come into office because they don't have any experience. Well, you can't get experience unless you've held office before. And then if you held that office, you probably needed experience to be in that office, which means you need to hold office before, which means you have people in the Mike Pence old world way of thinking which is ironic because the old world way of thinking was actually to take regular people, put them in government, they go serve their term, and then they go home. The idea of a career politician was not something that the founding fathers liked. But we have now changed all of the rules that the founding fathers put in place to make sure the system didn't devolve into the nonsense that it is now. You know, the founding fathers set up a system where it wouldn't just be the rich aristocrats who found their way into Washington, D.C. and were constantly reelected over and over and over and over and over again. That wasn't what they wanted. But we removed a lot of the provisions that prevented that from happening. Heck, we even vote for senators now, and you're not supposed to. You are not supposed to vote for a United States senator. The reason you're not supposed to vote for a United States senator is because a senator doesn't represent you, the people. A senator is supposed to represent the state. The reason we call the House of Representatives the people's house is because that's the house that represents the population. So we call them the people's house, but really, we vote for both. So what does it matter? There isn't really a people's house anymore. It doesn't exist. So we vote for United States Senate, which means we allow major metropolitan areas in a state to run roughshod over the rural population. Which is nonsense. Absolute. Los Angeles and San Francisco decide who the senators are going to be in California instead of 90-some-odd percent of the land. It's that way in Illinois. It's that way in New York. You get the idea. For us, it's Indianapolis for the most part. I mean, Indianapolis, you know, luckily has, there's enough people in other metro areas that Indianapolis has some competition, but you still have the issue. You know, I was in Fort Wayne not that long ago. Mike Pence is real popular in Fort Wayne. And those of us around here, we don't get it. We don't get it. But for them, he's an old friend. He's been around a long time. They know the guy. And he's a nice guy. But that's why they support him. You know, so you go ahead and you set up an election system that is designed to fix the issues that we currently have in our electoral system. But then you systematically, over the centuries, remove the stopgaps and you remove the protections from the abuses that we have now in the system. And you do it under the guise of democracy and the people deserve to choose. And then you look around and you wonder why your system is totally corrupt and all screwed up. And why is it that only, it seems like, rich people who are completely out of touch with the common person, hence why I played the song at the beginning of the show, why they're the only ones that seem to be able to get elected? Because they're the only ones who have the money to get elected. We have taken a system that was designed to be everybody. Everybody in a community had an equal chance to go to Washington, D.C. and represent their district and help the country, and then come home. It went from that to only rich people can go, and only rich people will get richer in Washington, D.C. Oh, and by the way, you can't vote for somebody who's new because they don't have any experience. And government is too important to learn on-the-job training. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't legitimate complaints here. I mean, The Atlantic actually said Americans vote too much. Technically, we do. You know, you don't have a right to vote for the president of the United States. You don't have a right to. You're not supposed to vote for the United States Senate. You got people out there who are just throwing apportionment out the window and saying, yeah, somebody in Montana doesn't deserve one vote. How dare they? I mean, that's the nonsense that we have right now. There's a little bit more to this, so we got to talk about that coming up. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. I am your host, Casey Hendricks, and I have to tell you about Balance of Nature. If you are looking to get more fruits and vegetables in your diet, or better yet, you're looking to trick your kids into getting a healthier diet, Balance of Nature may be a very good option. Don't let these fake TV psychologists lie to you. Lying to your kids can be very beneficial. Let's be honest. If you tell your kids the truth all the time, you're not going to get anywhere, and you're going to let them run roughshod over you. So sometimes, as a good parent, you got to deceive them a little bit, especially when it comes to nutrition. If you got a kid who won't eat vegetables, but they'll suck down mac and cheese left and right, all right, maybe take some vegetable capsules from Balance of Nature, pull them apart, put the powder in the mac and cheese, mix it all up, and when the kid eats mac and cheese, they're getting their vegetables too. How about that? Kids none the wiser. See, you're a better parent. They're a healthier kid. You put them on a path to being a success as their biology continues to develop. And those television psychologists are still stupid. So there you go. Go to balanceofnature.com. Promo code Laura, that's L-A-U-R-A. You get 35% off your first order and lifetime free shipping. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Laura. So we're talking about, really, it started off as the Babylon Bee writing a satirical article about how elections are obsolete and we should stop letting people vote, which is a view held by most communist leftists, because why should the people be able to vote? In communism and Marxism, people don't really vote. They pretend to vote, and then your leaders are picked by the Politburo or whatever. So the New York Times comes out with an article which mimics the Babylon Bee's satire a while back perfectly, that basically says elections are bad for democracy. Okay. And then they had to change that title because people were dragging them for it to the worst people run for office. It's time for a better way. Well, the better way is to get elections back to being local and not being national or state. That's the problem. You know, the more local, I had I had a tweet that went viral because I did an explanation of what's wrong with our electoral system now. And it was specifically about the Senate. And there was a bunch of people, ladies and gentlemen, who were on Twitter who were like, holy crap, I've never known this about the history of the U.S. Senate and being able to vote for senators. I've never known that you were not supposed to vote for them because we're a representative republic. The people have one house, the states have one house, and the federal government has the executive branch. Really isn't that difficult. It was set up to be a very simple process. We have made it complicated because they keep changing the rules to solidify power. You can call them the swamp, the uniparty, whatever you want to call them. The elites. They have changed the rules to solidify their power over you. When I tell you that it is us, is them versus all of us, I don't say that lightly. And I don't mean just Democrats. The swamp is the swamp. Mitch McConnell's, the John Boehner's, the Paul Ryan's, the Obama's, the Clinton's, the Schumer's, the Romney's, they're all the same. They are the same. And we had a system that prevented people like that with their dark triad traits, that prevented them from having a rule over our government. But they, manipulating the population, going out there, you should be able to vote for your senator. It's not fair that some people in a far off distant land in the capital of your state get to pick the senator. That's not fair. I actually had a couple of people try and say that not voting for your senator was un-American and everything else because they don't understand the history of it, not realizing how elections work. Complete lack of civics knowledge. The whole point was that elections were meant to be hyper-local. And then your hyper-local representatives in your state legislature in your district, right, would pick who would represent the state in the United States Senate. So it would be a coming together of all of the hyper-local, locally elected officials. They would come together and they would decide who your U.S. senator would be for your state. And then you, the population, would pick your representative in the House of Representatives based on your district. That's how it was supposed to be. I know that most of you know this. I'm blabbering. I get that. I'm irritated. But most of you understand that. But you got these people out there. It's not fair that people in the capital of the state get to pick who the senator is. Well, who are the people in the capital who picked the senator, you idiot? People that you elected in your local district, that you and your friends and your neighbors elected another friend and a neighbor. And they went to the state capitol with other people who are friends and neighbors of the people who elected their friend and neighbor. And they came together to make a decision. Was there corruption then? Sure, a heck of a lot less now. Or then now, I should say. Way more corrupt now. If you don't see that, you are part of the problem. So they go out there and say, oh, elections are bad and everything else. Okay. Are you familiar with the dark triad? I'm going to attempt to be Jordan Peterson for just a second, and I'm going to fail miserably at it, but I'm going to give you a kind of a basic summary, I guess, of dark triad traits. I talked about Hawaii earlier today and the history of elected officials and public officials not giving a damn about the peasants. For 5 hours in Maui, the people who should have been saving those lives were completely uninterested in talking to anybody on the ground about what was happening, as they were told about it, but they didn't contact anybody. They didn't give any direction. They didn't turn any water on. Same thing, Ray Nagin and Hurricane Katrina. Let's use the school buses to get people out of the city. Nah, let's park the school buses. And this has just been over and over and over again. We have examples of this. So the dark triad, and Jordan Peterson is the guy that you want to go watch about this stuff, okay? The dark triad, narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy. So most of you know what a narcissist is, okay? Your Machiavellianism is basically somebody who's manipulative, all right? They manipulate people and their desire is to pursue power by manipulating people, okay? Politicians, right? Psychopathy, you know, lack of emotional response, you have no empathy, that sort of thing. So if you're, I don't know, a public official in Maui who didn't turn water on and didn't care to check in on how things were going for 5 hours after you were told that there was a major fire, you kind of have those traits. And if you look at most of the big politicians today, most of them, okay, they have those traits. We talk about Trump's narcissism a lot. A lot. Folks, everybody else in D.C.'s got it. The issue there is most of them have the Machiavellianism and the psychopathy as well. And you put those things together and you take away the way that the elections are supposed to be run in this country. You know, it's almost like the chicken or the egg. You know, they're out there saying, hey, our elections don't work, but they're the ones that change the rules to make them not work. So you ruined a system that did work. You created a situation where the system did not work. So that way you can claim the system that you created doesn't work and therefore we need to change the system. And that's how you get Cleon Skousen's The Naked Communist and the 45 Communist Goals, written in 1958. And that's how you descend into a totalitarian communist nightmare. And the idea that we are not darn close to this thing getting pretty ugly. If you are naive to that fact, you had better take a look at places like Venezuela and other places that collapsed really quickly. Turkey as well. There's other places also. And a lot of these places, you know, relatively free for the most part, collapsed near instantaneously overnight. Completely changed. Shocked everybody. And now you have a decision to make. Do you live with it or do you fight? Got more coming up. Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's news channel. Check in on Impress Jewelry Creations, creating meaningful jewelry for the moments that last a lifetime. You know, speaking of these dark triad traits and personality qualities, this next story is perfect as a demonstration and an illustration of how messed up our society is and how people in the media and in politics, they have all of these dark triad personality traits. Casey Hendrickson here, News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. So, Justin Pearson is a guy who likes to run around and pretend he's Martin Luther King Jr., okay? He's not. He's a racist. This guy led a riot in the Tennessee State Capitol, okay? Now, the reason he did that is he was in the minority party, and he didn't like the idea of the minority party not being able to run roughshod over the majority party. Who picked the majority? The people did. He didn't like that. So he actually led a riot in the Tennessee State Capitol building. Hey, does that sound familiar? Let's talk about people who lead riots into a Capitol building to disrupt the official work of the government. He said some stupid stuff like our democracy is in peril. The reality is we have people in the state of Tennessee, a Republican Party, who is much more interested in turning our democracy into their mobocracy for mob rules. This is what this guy just said on television. Hold on a second. So the dingbat who led a riot into the state capitol, a mob, if you will, into the state capitol to try and force mob rule upon the majority party that was selected by a majority of voters, is going on MSNBC and talking about our democracy being in peril because Republicans want mob rule when he's the guy who took a mob into the state capitol to disrupt the official work of the government? And did MSNBC call him out on his stupidity and his hypocrisy? No, of course not. Why would they? They're MSNBC. One of the MSNBC news anchors was chuckling to herself at the idea of Trump getting murdered in jail. That's who we're talking about here. The guy literally led a mob into the Capitol building talking about mob rule being bad. Tell me that that isn't some dark triad personality trait stuff right there. And furthermore, every time the guy opens his mouth, I don't talk about him a lot because we're not in Tennessee. I got a listener who listens in Tennessee every single day. They're part of the horde. They're on the live stream and everything else. But I mean, this is the stuff, right? You talk about the Machiavellianism and manipulating people, the psychopathy, the narcissism of somebody to say something like that. Dark triad right there. That right there. Okay. Justin Pearson. By the way, he said it on Nicole Wallace's show. And Nicole Wallace is the one who chuckled to herself and grinned and smiled because Donald Trump turned himself into the jail where two people had died. She liked the idea. She's having a death fantasy about Donald Trump getting killed live on the air. Like I said, dark triad. That's who you're dealing with. Now, we've also got an update on the Kansas newspaper raid. And again, I'm kind of following this from afar. It is an interesting story. It's a tragic story because somebody is now dead as a result of this. But it should concern everybody because we're getting to the point where, hey, you know, law enforcement in some places is not respecting your rights. They're not respecting the Constitution. And they are willing to be the brown shirts of any totalitarian government official. So police in Marion County, not here, Kansas, okay, they originally launched the raid at the beginning of this month, which, again, we've talked about before, but really went viral online. They hit the offices of the Marion County Record, which is a newspaper, and they seized, reportedly, everything on site at the newspaper. Now, Eric Meyer is the owner and publisher of the newspaper. He said the police were motivated by a confidential source who leaked sensitive documents to the newspaper. The city's entire 5-officer police force and 2 sheriff's deputies took everything that we have, he said. And it wasn't clear how the newspaper staff would take the weekly publication to press on Tuesday night. So, like I said, small little paper, right? Small little town. The entire police force for the whole town showed up and raided this place. Now, when we talked about this previously, essentially what it was is they're claiming that one of the reporters lied about who she was to gain access to records that she wasn't legally allowed to have. Okay, that's a fraud case. That's not a every police officer in the community raids my house and my business case. That's a fraud case. It's largely civil. It could potentially get into criminal, but it certainly doesn't warrant a police raid. So then you have Eric Meyer's home, which also happens to be the home of his mother, Joan, who is a co-owner of the newspaper. Their house was raided, and the video was released to the public so you could see how the police were conducting themselves, and they were not conducting themselves very well. Mrs. Meyer died the next day as a result of this. And this is crazy stuff, right? So here's the thing. Now, Not the Bee, which is the Babylon Bee's real news website, they said a couple of things about this, and then we have the update. First of all, in the U.S., police officers are generally forbidden to conduct raids on news establishments. They are instead required by law to issue subpoenas of journalistic materials so as to protect the integrity of news organizations and the First Amendment rights of the people who run them. Second of all, how on earth could a raid like this be justified, even absent those protections, because a reporter impersonated someone else? That's a case of fraud, not espionage. It requires an arrest warrant, not a knock'em and sock'em clean out of the newspaper's offices. They basically did like a no-knock raid, like they're going after crack cocaine or something. Third, it appears that the original motivation for the warrant was, well, you know, completely incorrect. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Reporter Phyllis Zorn, Marion County Record editor and publisher Eric Meyer, and the newspaper's attorney said Sunday that no laws were broken when Zorn accessed the public state website for information on restaurant owner Carrie Newell. Zorn claims that she used Newell's name along with identifying information that she received from a source in order to access the public information, which is entirely plausible. Even if it sounds unlikely that she got the information from an unsolicited source, that still can't possibly justify a non-subpoenaed raid, not under federal law. Now, that's not just speculation. Even the cops who authorized the raid are now backing off. Keep in mind, by the way, a judge said that the police raid was garbage already. I left that out. We talked about that a few days ago. So anyway, here's some of the officers backing off. Quote, less than a week after the raids, Marion County top prosecutor Joel Enzi withdrew the search warrants and asked authorities to return the seized material, saying, quote, insufficient evidence exists to establish a legally sufficient nexus between this alleged crime and the places searched and the items seized. Yeah, no kidding. A Kansas City judge who signed off on the Gestapo-style raid on the Marion County Record reportedly has two DUIs, raising questions about its possible impact on the jurist's decision. Judge Laura Vyer signed the warrant to allow the police raid on the newspaper over claims that it illegally obtained DUI information about a local business owner. So a judge who's got some DUIs on her record got a little butthurt that the newspaper might be able to pick up this stuff and decided to send the cops after them. Get it? And again, it's tragic. You got a 98-year-old woman who basically was stressed to death because of this nonsense. But Dark Triad. Got more coming up. Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. I am your host, Casey Hendrickson. Okay, what have we got here? I got to tell you about Impress Jewelry Creations, actually. Go to ImpressJewelers.com, whether you're looking to propose, whether you're looking to get your own wedding band, gentlemen, if you are looking to get an anniversary gift, or if you're just looking to get yourself something nice, or maybe get the guy in your life a nice knife or money clip or even a pen or even a custom belt buckle with an exotic leather belt. Impress Jewelry Creations does all of that and so much more. This is the best place to go if you're looking for high-quality jewelry. And they've got jewelry for all budgets, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of people who ask me like, hey, you know, I don't make a lot of money. Can I still get stuff there? The answer to that is yes. They do carry some jewelry lines that provide high quality jewelry for a good budget price. And it's stuff that pretty much anybody can afford. And then they've got stuff that is, you know, collectors only type stuff. They got everything. So go to ImpressJewelers.com. Take a look at some of the inventory there. I recommend that you visit them in person because you're going to learn a couple of things. One, you're going to learn that pictures are great and all, but they don't do the jewelry that they have justice. The other thing you're going to learn is you're going to learn how great the staff and the atmosphere at Impress Jewelry Creations is. I've had many people who they're just starting out in life. They don't have a lot. They go in there and they write me and they go, I can't believe that they treated me like I was a longtime high dollar returning customer. And that's because Impress Jewelry Creations knows that one day you'll get there. And you're going to remember that, and you're going to come back, and you're going to buy from them. They want to treat everybody with honor, dignity, and respect because you're their customers. Go to ImpressJewelers.com. Visit them at University Plaza, Granger, Indiana, right next to C. Kramer Interiors. And as always, let Impress Jewelry Creations know that I sent you. Taco Bell. I know. Weird. You go from high-end jewelry to Taco Bell. During an early earnings call earlier this month, parent company Yum Brands addressed plans to eventually move to 100% digital sales at its restaurants. They are looking at going cashless. By the way, Yum Brands owns Pizza Hut and KFC as well. So this is it. I mean, we're starting to get to the part here where cashless society starts happening. And look, I am pro kiosk. I hate dealing with people at fast food restaurants. I do. But I'm well aware, and many of you have made me well aware of your opinions about this. That also probably means less ability to use cash. Mm-hmm. So this is something that is being pushed by the World Economic Forum. They want everything to go digital. They want to track everything. They don't want a non-centralized cryptocurrency. They want cryptocurrency that is only issued by governments. They can set up databases. They can limit your funds. They can limit what you spend things on. You know, we use the firearm stuff quite a bit. So if you've got no cash and you have digital currency only and it's issued by your government, you've already got these databases now that credit card companies are using, that if you buy something at a gun store, it gets flagged in the database that they can hand over to the government and go, hey, Casey spent this much at the gun store. And so we just assume that this is ammo, accessories, or boomstickery, or what have you. He spent this much last year on guns. And hey, we think that that is a little problematic. It seems like he's buying a lot more stuff at gun stores than he should need as a normal individual exercising his Second Amendment right to hunt or protect his home. And that could be 10 bullets with the way that things are going right now. And next thing you know, I'm getting a little knock on the door. Hey, we noticed, you bought a couple of guns last year and you bought like 1,000 rounds of ammo. And we think that's pretty excessive and that's extremist stuff. And then now with the red flag laws that everybody's supporting, including Republicans, suddenly it's like, you know, so-and-so on Twitter seems to think that you are a violent individual because you sell kill pedophile shirts, even though they say legally, which is a nice little disclaimer that I do not endorse vigilantism officially or publicly. Privately, I do. But, you know, I don't publicly. But I support a capital punishment system in which the government legalizes the killing of pedophiles. Not that hard to understand, but hey, you sell these shirts and you're buying all these guns. We think you might be going out there to kill pedophiles, and red flag laws have now kicked in. And we are a little concerned about this. So we're going to take all your firearms away, and take all of your bullets away, going to take your 3D printers away, because we know you talk about 3D printing firearms and stuff like that too. You know, can't have you ghost gunning it out here, Casey. We talk about that stuff, but ladies and gentlemen, we can also talk about diet. Hey, you seem to be doing this carnivore diet thing. Well, meat is bad for the environment, and so we're not going to let you use any of the digital currency that the government controls at any store to buy meat. And of course, they will all be programmed in the system. They'll all have a code that'll be mandatory. If it is a meat protein product, they'll have a little code. If it's a vegetable product, they'll have a code. If it's a sweet, they'll have a code. And it'll all be automatic, folks. They might give you maybe $100 a month to spend on red meat. And the moment you're at $102, beep, can't buy it. It's going to be the same thing for other stuff, too. Don't think for a second this isn't possible. It is possible with the technology we have now. All they have to do is get a bunch of, well, dumb people to go along with it. You know, the people who go, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care if the government spies on me. Hey, friendly reminder, there's another group of people that wasn't doing anything wrong. The Jews. They weren't doing anything wrong either. And you know, there were a lot of groups of people who said, well, the Nazis just want the Jews. They don't want us. So we're going to help the Nazis with the Jews, and then the Nazis will leave us alone. And then when the Jews are taken care of, guess what? They came for the people who helped the Nazis against the Jews. That old adage, you know, first they came for so-and-so, and I did nothing. Then they came for so-and-so, and I did nothing. Then they came for me, and there was nobody around to support me. I know. It's just Taco Bell, right? Wrong. Got more coming up. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation.
Podcasts by Federated Media.